Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Mayor de Blasio has outlined the city's plan for reopening schools to students in September. Here's WCBS's Rich Lamb.
Social distancing means most New York City schools cannot fit their usual number of students because they have to be 6 feet apart. So Mayor de Blasio announced that this fall,
the approach we will use is blended learning. And blended learning simply means at some points in the week, you're learning in person in the classroom. At other points in the week, you're learning remotely.
As His Honor explained,
for the vast majority of kids in the vast majority of schools, you'll be going to school, to the classroom, either 2 days a week or 3 days a week, depending on the week.
And Chancellor Richard Carranza says parents may opt for total distance learning, but emphasizes the DOE's health and safety measures.
Our buildings will be deep cleaned on a nightly basis with electrostatic disinfectant sprayers, and HVAC systems are being upgraded as we speak to ensure better ventilation in all of our schools.
Also, there will be hand washing and sanitizer stations, and face coverings will be required for every student and every adult at all times. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
But Governor Cuomo said shortly after that it hasn't been decided yet whether students will return to school in the fall.
Governor Cuomo says the state will issue guidance on reopening schools July 13th and will make a decision in the first week of August if and when classes begin in the fall.
If anybody sat here today and told you that they could reopen the school in September, that would be reckless and negligent of that person. It would be negligent.
The governor's comments came moments after Mayor de Blasio announced reopening with hybrid learning. President Trump has threatened to withhold federal funding to states that don't reopen schools.
It doesn't work that way. It's not legal. It's not constitutional. And you're not going to bully New Yorkers. That's not going to happen.
Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Cuomo also said that the city's school's reopening plan will have to be submitted to the state for approval. Governor Murphy wants everyone wearing face coverings everywhere in New Jersey. Murphy has signed an executive order requiring face masks outdoors if social distancing isn't possible.
This is absolutely vital when individuals find themselves in a crowded situation, such as when walking down a packed boardwalk or in a line that is not properly spaced apart.
The state already requires face coverings indoors. Well, the MTA's largest union is demanding face mask enforcement on city buses. TWU Local 100 President Tony Utano calls the unmasked passengers much worse than fare beating. Utano says the MTA and the city should both deploy police to make sure passengers are wearing masks. He says if someone doesn't have a mask, they should be escorted off the bus and hit with a $100 fine. In a statement, the MTA fired back at the TWU. MTA spokesperson Abby Collins said, quote, we continue to do everything possible to keep customers and employees safe. And despite the sideshow, TWU Local 100 knows that. She insisted the vast majority of New Yorkers are wearing masks. 132 NTA employees have died of coronavirus. And we get a check of our weather forecast now, heading over to meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Well, we still do see numerous showers and a couple of embedded thunderstorms around our area at this hour. The good news is the rainfall overall not nearly as intense as what we've seen over the last few hours, especially over southwest Connecticut and into the Hudson Valley. Still seeing some locally heavy rain, though, coming down around Woodbridge and Perth Amboy and Jersey. We're going to continue to see this rain slowly working its way to the east-southeast. So although it's not nearly as intense in some places, still going to be coming down here for a little bit, still adding to more of those flooding issues here early on through this evening. We do dry out later on tonight, looking at just some leftover clouds with a low of 74. Tomorrow, a hot and humid day. Sunshine and a few clouds for the area will be right around 90, but heat indices in the mid and upper 90s tomorrow afternoon. It'll be muggy tomorrow night with a couple of showers making a return late, low again 74. And then for Friday, it's going to be still a sticky day with more clouds, and we'll see some rain developing and a thunderstorm or two. Most of that right now looks to be for the second half of the day, Friday and into Friday night, but could come down heavy at times, so some flooding possible again to round out the week. Highs for Friday, 80 to 85. Right now, 79 degrees in Morris Plains. It's 82 in Port Washington. We have 76 in Midtown, going down tonight to a low of 74.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.